Involved parties have signed a memorandum of understanding as part of protecting the McIntyre Creek area, also known as Chasin Chua, in the territory's capital. The deal means Kwanlin Dun First Nation, Ta'an Kwachan Council, the City of Whitehorse, the Yukon government and the federal government through Parks Canada will work together to create park boundaries, come up with a protected area designation and determine a governing model for managing the area. The city's 2040 official community plan commits to making the area into a park. In April 2023, the Yukon government added new protections for the area, including expanding a previous staking ban in the area under the Quartz Mining Act and establishing an administrative reserve to guide decision-making around land use. In a Yukon government press release, Kwanlin Dun First Nation Chief Sean Smith is quoted saying the area is a significant place for Kwanlin Dun and Ta'an Kwachan people. Since long ago, this site has been a place where we camped, harvested moose and caribou, fished Chinook salmon, and gathered berries and medicines. Our ancestors also gathered copper nuggets in and along the creek to make hunting and cutting tools such as spears, arrows and knives, he said. Working together with partners to protect this area will teach our children and grandchildren how we value and respect this special place. In the release, Ta'an Kwachan Council Chief Amanda Leas said the agreement sets the groundwork for protecting the important fish and wildlife habitat, noting the historical relevance of the area to the First Nation. We are pleased that all the next steps to protect these areas will involve a full partnership. I look forward to the work ahead on this invaluable initiative, she said. Yvonne Clark, the Yukon Party MLA for Porter Creek Center, welcomed the announcement, which came via a ministerial statement, in the legislature on April 24. Yukon NDP leader Kate White noted the long journey to get this far. She wonders what Parks Canada's role implies. Is there a potential for this to be a national park? She asked. Is the minister considering the possibility of making it an Indigenous protected and conserved area? White wants more details on the next steps and what's in the deal. Environment Minister Nils Clark pledged to get back to White's questions later. It is important to emphasize the fact that it is a process and good, concrete, collaborative work takes time, he said. Moving forward, the parties will work together to determine how we will permanently protect this area. We will be considering our joint vision and goals for the area, what engagement with community partners and stakeholders will look like, and how to consider the social, cultural, environmental and economic values of the area in planning. The territorial government made the memorandum of understanding about respecting the initial planning for protecting the area public that afternoon. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.